In a kingdom far away, lived a woman who was a spinner. Now, a spinner is someone who takes the wool from the sheep and spins it into fine thread. She takes flax from the field and spins it into fine thread. And this woman could spin a thread so fine you'd think it were silver or gold. She had sons. And none of her sons were very good at spinning. But when her daughter was born, she thought, yes, this girl is going to be a spinner just like me. Well, her daughter, whose name was Margaret, wanted nothing to do with spinning at all. She didn't like it. She thought it was boring. She hated it. And she wasn't going to do it. In fact, she and her mother would have fights. So loud, so boisterous, that the neighbors would close their windows. What Margaret liked to do was to go out into the garden. She loved to dig her hands in that dirt. She loved to plant things. She could make anything grow. One day, Margaret and her mother were having another one of their fights. They were screaming. They were hollering. They were throwing dishes. In fact, Margaret was sobbing, the mother was sobbing, everyone was screaming, when down the road came the queen. She stopped. She said, oh, what's wrong here? Margaret's mother was a little embarrassed, and she said, it's my daughter. She just loves to spin so much, I can't get her to stop. In fact, I have to beat her to make her stop spinning. Margaret stopped crying, took one look at her mother, and said, excuse me? Well, the queen said, oh, to have a girl who can spin and loves to do it for hours and hours, such a hard worker. Why don't you come to the palace? She went to the palace. The queen said, since you are such a wonderful spinner, you can spin my flax into thread for me. And they opened up a room, and it was full of flax. And Margaret looked at it and thought, oh, well, all night she sat there staring. She didn't know what even to do first. But Margaret got an idea. The next morning, the queen came down and said, oh, Margaret, you haven't started anything. And she said, I miss my home. I'm homesick. Give me a few days to get used to the castle, okay? And the queen said, fine. So for the next few days, Margaret walked everywhere around the castle. She explored the rooms. She went down the stairs, up the towers, and she found the garden. Now, the garden at the castle was unbelievable. It was huge. They had flowers. They had trees. And she thought, wow, if I could get my hands into this dirt, ooh, it would be heaven. But then she had to go back inside and sit in the room with all the flax to be spun. Well, this was okay for a few weeks. And then the queen said, Margaret, I think you've gotten used to the castle now. You can spin. And Margaret thought, oh, no, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm doing here. The next day, the queen came down and she said, Margaret, you haven't started yet. What's wrong? She said, well, my mother knows how to make the best stew. And I really miss my mom's cooking. I just can't think of spinning unless I get some of my mother's stew. And the queen said, fine. She sent the cooks back to Margaret's mother and got the recipe and they prepared it. And then Margaret was supposed to spin. Well, after a while, Margaret couldn't think of anything else. And the queen said, Margaret, if you don't start spinning, you're in the dungeon. What would she do? All night she cried. She sat by the window crying. And then a voice came from below the window and it said, we can help you. Margaret looked out the window. Here were three old women. And they were rather strange-looking old women. The first woman who spoke, well, looked normal enough, but she had one foot that was five times as big as her other foot. The woman standing next to her had lips that came down to her waist. They were huge lips that just sort of hung down to her waist. And she looked up and she said, Margaret, we can help you, you know. Well, the woman standing next to her was even stranger. She had one normal-looking hand, and on her other hand she had a thumb that was 3 feet long. And the woman with the large thumb waved her hand and said, "We can help." Well, the three women came into the room, and they talked it over, and they explained to Margaret they would spin for her all night, but she must promise them something. And she said, "What? Anything, anything, just get me out of this." They said, "Invite us to your wedding." And she said, "My wedding? I'm not getting married." They said, "You will be, and you're going to marry the prince." "But we have to come to the wedding." She said, "Fine, no problem." Well, the woman with the very large foot began to push the treadle on the wheel, and the wheel began to spin and spin and spin, and the woman with the huge lips took the flax and licked it and licked it and licked it, and the woman with the very large thumb pressed it and pressed it and twisted that flax into thread, and all night the three of them worked together, and in the morning the entire room was filled with thread instead of flax. Well, the queen came down and thought, "All right, Margaret, hey, you're finally settled. You are working great. Tell you what, I have another room for you to work on." Well, the next night she stared out the window saying, "Please, please, please, please." And the old women were there. They came upstairs and they said, "Now remember, Margaret, we'll help you, but you have to invite us to the wedding." She said, "No problem." And the woman with the large foot pushed the treadle, the lips sucked on the thread and sucked on the flax. And the woman with the thumb pressed and twisted and pressed and twisted, and all night they spun. And that room was filled with thread in the morning. The next morning when the queen came down, she said, "Oh, Margaret, this is wonderful. You are such a wonderful spinner. I've got one more room for you." And they opened the doors. It was three times the size of the previous rooms. It was stacked to the ceiling with flax. The queen said, "If you can spin this, you may have my son for a husband." Now, Margaret and the prince had gotten to know each other over the months that she had been there, and they really did, you know, kind of like each other. And Margaret said, "Okay." That night she sat and waited and waited. When finally, way, way in the middle of the night, she heard the voices, and they said, "Margaret." And she said, "Yes, you're here. Get up here, please. I have one more room. If this room can be spun, then I get to marry the prince just like you said. Please help me." And the three women came in. And the woman with the large foot pushed and pushed and pushed the treadle. The woman with the large lips sucked and sucked and sucked on the thread. And the woman with the thumb pressed and twist and pressed and twist. And that room, all through those few hours early in the morning, filled with thread. Well, the next morning the queen came down. She saw the room. She said, "Margaret, you are a very hard-working girl. You have skill beyond belief. You will marry my son." The day of the wedding came. Margaret was beautiful. The wedding feast was wonderful. And the prince stared at the three old women. As the wedding feast continued, he could not stop staring at those three old women. And finally, his curiosity was driving him absolutely mad. Well, the prince then walked over to the three old women. And he said to them, "Excuse me, ladies, I do not mean to be disrespectful, but, madam, how is it one foot is so large?" The woman turned to him and said, "Oh, it's nothing. You see, I am a spinner, and when you press the treadle of the wheel, it flattens your foot out, and it makes your foot grow. And since I spin every night for hours and hours, over the years, my foot has become to look like this." Well, the prince looked at the very large foot. He looked at Margaret's nice, normal-looking feet and thought to himself, "Uh-huh." To the next lady, he said, "Madam, I do not mean to be disrespectful, but, excuse me, but your lips are a little large." And she said,
"Well, yes, my lips are rather large, but it's from sucking on the thread. You see, as you suck on the thread, I'm a spinner too, like my sisters, your lips get pressed and made larger and larger, and I spin for hours every night."
And the prince looked at her large lips, and he looked at Margaret's normal, lovely lips, and he thought to himself, "Uh-huh." Well, he walked over to the third woman and he said, "Madam, please, I do not mean to be disrespectful, but could you tell me how your thumb grew to be so large?" And she said, "Oh, certainly, certainly. You see, I am a spinner. And when you press and twist the thread, your thumb becomes pressed and flattened, and it also grows. And I spin for hours every night. And over the years, my hand looks like this now." Well, the prince looked at her large thumb. He looked at Margaret's normal-looking hands. And he looked at each of the three women, the one with the large foot, the one with the large lips, the one with the large thumb, and thought, And he turned around and went back to his brand new bride, and he said, "Margaret, I know you're going to be so upset. I know you are going to be just so angry with me, but I am the prince, and I am making a royal decree. You will never touch a spinning wheel." And Margaret turned and looked at her three aunts, and each of them smiled and nodded, and Margaret and the prince lived happily ever after, and the gardens at the castle never looked better.